Welcome to the Social Impact Solutions Podcast, where we help nonprofits and mission-driven organizations measure and market their social impact so they can raise more money and do more good. I'm Lauren Vanderpool.
And I'm Jean-Marc Vanderpool. Together, we bring you expert insights, practical strategies, and real-world stories to help your organization thrive.
Whether you're a nonprofit leader, a social entrepreneur, or someone passionate about making a difference, this podcast is designed to give you the tools and inspiration to create lasting change.
Let's dive in, explore what's possible, and take your mission to the next level. So we just hosted a webinar on nonprofit strategic planning. And one of the things that we addressed in that webinar was how often impact measurement is left out of the conversation when it comes to strategic planning. I'm here with my co-founder, Lauren Vanderpool, and we are going to talk about how you can keep impact measurement at the heart of your strategic planning and how it makes everything else so much easier. Lauren, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Really excited to have this conversation with you. What do you typically see when it comes to strategic planning and impact measurement across the board?
Yeah, so we review a lot of strategic plans, and you know, one of the primary goals of our team at Social Impact Solutions is to help nonprofits measure their impact so that they can communicate that change to funders, volunteers, board members, and other community stakeholders. And so, like you said, the majority of the strategic plans that we do see, that we do review, rarely, if ever, incorporate very much around the impact the organization is currently creating or intending to create over the next 6 months, year, 5 years. And so it's an interesting component that, you know, funders and other stakeholders care so much about the impact being the real change that an organization is creating, while at the same time, nonprofits have such a hard time measuring their impact and reporting on it. And one of the driving documents being a strategic plan that most nonprofits have doesn't really address that core impact component. And so it is a huge gap that we continue to see with organizations of a lot of different types and ages. And so it's not just new nonprofits that miss this. It's not just small nonprofits that miss this. And so it's definitely a gap that we have been able to help our clients fill, and something that we want to help more nonprofits strengthen in their strategic plan. So what would your perspective of that be, Jean-Marc?
Yeah, I think that's such a great point, Lauren. And I just wanting to think through strategic planning, it can come with a lot of baggage. But when we think about alignment, which is what is always the goal when it comes to implementing strategic plans or implementing any type of plan, is that the great shift that has occurred the last 10 years is the number one reason for giving is to create an impact. That is the number one driver for giving across all different donor types, all different sizes, et cetera. And what's amazing is the number one reason nonprofits exist is to create an impact, right? And so that's very much an aligning feature and alignment measure. When it comes to how can nonprofits better measure and communicate their impact, there to make fundraising easier, recruiting easier, decision-making easier as an organization. And when you keep impact at the center and understand that the change that we're trying to create is the most important feature of a nonprofit from a fundraising, marketing, recruiting, retention, programmatic perspective, how do we keep it at the center of the conversation and everything is actually downstream of impact? That's my perspective on it. And it's one of these things that once you hear it, it's really hard to unhear it and not think that way. Because we like to talk about here that what nonprofits actually sell is the impact that they create. They sell that to the people that they serve, the cause that they serve. They sell it to the donors that they partner with. They sell it with their employees that they partner with as well. Those are my thoughts, but I'd love to get your doctorate in public health perspective on this as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it can be argued, you know, which came first or which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Is everything downstream of impact potentially? And then others would argue, well, you have to have funding before you can create an impact. And it's a very circuitous cycle that feeds each other in a positive manner. And To your point, if funders are most interested in, we're saying impact a lot, but they want to know that real change is taking place. They want to know that positive transformation is happening because of a nonprofit, because of your programs. They want to see how is someone, a person's life, a family's life, the community better off because of the programs, the services, the initiatives of a nonprofit. And that's why most funders, whether that's grants and foundations, major donors, younger generations, corporate partners, and other stakeholders, they make their investment decisions based on those results, right? So a lot of organizations in the past have had a lot of sort of feel good efforts, but not a lot of results. And so being able to measure the change, the impact, the transformation that's taking place as a result of your programs is a critical piece of this, and establishes a lot of trust externally to external stakeholders. And it's also invaluable internally. A lot of times when we're talking about impact measurement, it's thought of as something that's exclusively reported to funders or external stakeholders. And it is equally, if not more valuable for internal purposes to understand what's working well with our existing programs and processes. Where are we falling short? How can we better serve our constituent or beneficiary base? And so that is critical, and it's often overlooked, right? This is not just a compliance-based effort to evaluate your programs or measure your impact. It's very much an internal and external component for all stakeholders, not just funders. But when it comes to strategic planning, definitely see major gaps there, like we've already mentioned. And I think that, you know, John Mark, you could speak to a little bit more how this affects, you know, the market analysis, the size of the problem that an organization solves, but really how to keep impact at the core central piece of a strategic plan, not to take away from the fundraising strategy that comes with most strategic plans, but how and where can impact be incorporated into all of those steps? And I would love to hear why you think it's not a part of the conversation or not a part of the strategic plan. Why is it so often missing for a lot of nonprofits?
I think it's a really great point. I don't know the entire answer to that. I have a few assumptions, but my opinion of it is that programs are usually left out of the conversation when it comes to strategic plans. Is that the program officers, the individuals that are leading programs are not brought to the table, would be my assumption. And so typically when it comes to strategy sessions and strategic planning, it almost always revolves around fundraising and usually fundraising sustainability, which is a strange phrase, but it rarely includes the people that serve the cause most directly. And so I see this big gap between leadership and programs, which I think is very inappropriate, because if this were a traditional business, the product team or the service team would absolutely be a part of the decision on strategic planning, but it's usually not in a nonprofit context. And so that's a huge disservice, because the programs team, they're the ones delivering the impact. They are the ones that are closest to the problem. They are creating that change. And because they're left out, their part of the conversation is never brought into it. So, oh, how much money do we need to spend on marketing this year in order to hit our fundraising goals? Or how are we going to increase brand awareness? Or what kind of hiring initiatives do we need to have? That's all very valuable. But the reason why we say it's a downstream of impact is because if you don't create impact, you will lose funding. We see this all of the time. If you are not measuring and communicating your impact, you will see a decrease in funding, because it is the number one driver for giving. And so the greater we can measure and communicate impact, the higher the likelihood we are to increase fundraising. The other thing that's important is that non-donors give to a mission that they have high confidence in creating change with. And so when we think about how do we know we're going to be able to scale our impact, we have to look at the market, like you were saying just a moment ago. Like, what is the size of the problem? We see so many nonprofit leaders that have this really small view of how much money they can raise because they're currently a local nonprofit. And there's only so many people that fit their target audience that they exist to serve. If they just stepped back and said, instead of just this city that we're working in, what does the state look like? What does the region look like? What does the country look like? What does the world look like as it pertains to the problem that you're trying to solve? And then we want to quantify the size of that problem. That's not just a fun programmatic exercise. That's growth strategy. Because now we have some big decisions to make. Do we want to become a national nonprofit? Is that worth our effort? Is that worth raising a ton of money for to go solve this problem? And so this is why we love having impact at the forefront of this conversation, is because when we know what the size of the problem is that we exist to solve, we can then put plans to go solve that. And that is exactly what donors give to. If the impact is not being created today, what is the impact that we desire to create in the future? And what's the plan for us to get there? And that's a really, really fun conversation around growth strategy, is letting the programs team lead the conversation on growth strategy and then reverse engineering the fundraising goals through the proper channels to make that a reality.
Yeah, I think those are really good points. I think from my perspective, one of the main reasons that it's that impact measurement or just an impact plan is not part of a strategic plan, I think is oftentimes because it's very misunderstood. And I think oftentimes it's assumed that, oh, well, this nonprofit was created, you know, for a very passionate reason to solve a very specific problem, you know, whether that's an educational gap, a food insecurity concern in a local community. There's lots of different types of missions and organizations, but most nonprofits are there to solve a very, maybe not specific, but they're there to solve a problem that's a humanitarian or social or economic or environmental gap or concern. And so it can easily be assumed that because we have started this organization and because we have, you know, community programs, it's just kind of assumed that we're creating an impact, we're creating change. And that's not always the case. Activity does not mean that change of any sort is happening. And there are times when programs aren't, you know, there's activity, but it's kind of plateaued, right? It's not real change. And then there's also occasions where it's more of a negative impact. And that's usually not intentional, but it might be creating, you know, cycles of dependency in other communities where cultural or economic cycles or components weren't factored in properly. So it might be more of a process issue. And so when change is not measured, we don't know, you know, what the end result is. And that's the case, you know, if you think about as individuals, we're trying to, we set these New Year's resolutions and we want to be healthier. We want to, you know, lose weight or, you know, run further distances. And if that's not tracked, then we don't really know where we were at in December of 2025 and then be able to compare that to, you know, March of 2026 or June of 2026 or, you know, if a year, what was the difference between December and of 2025 and December of 2026? You have to track your weight more than, you know, two times a year to be able to really determine what's your weight trajectory or, you know, you have to be able to run 3 miles before you can effectively run six. And you have to be able to run 6 miles before you can, you know, get up to a half marathon. And it's really a similar approach when it comes to nonprofit program tracking. If it's not tracked, then how do you know that people are benefiting from your educational program? If you're not tracking where they were at baseline, then how do you know if they're learning or if their knowledge or their reading skills or math skills have improved if you don't have a baseline measure to compare at the end of the program? Same with health issues, same with policy and advocacy. A lot of people think, well, this can't be measured because we're more arts and culture, or we're more policy driven or advocacy and awareness. And it's very rare that we come across any type of nonprofit or program where you just flat out can't measure any kind of impact at all. That's very, very rare. And so I believe that a huge reason that impact measurement and, you know, an impact plan is not incorporated into strategic planning because it's very misunderstood. And a lot of people think that impact is just number of people served or some marketing metrics or some fundraising metrics. And that's not what we mean by impact. We absolutely are talking about what are the outcomes on a short-term and midterm basis? What are the long-term impacts? What's the measurable change? What's the transformation taking place in the community? Again, whether that's people, whether that's animals, the environment, policy and advocacy, what's effectively changing because of the organization's efforts?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just for everyone who's listening, that's why we have doctors in public health like Lauren on the team, right? To be able to effectively measure the impact. This is not a back of the napkin, you know, let's go put a survey together type exercise. This is an actual legitimate process for program evaluation, impact evaluation, process evaluation, all the different things that need to be done in order to do this. And it sounds like a lot of work, and it is plenty of work, but this is what people give to. This is why employees leave corporate jobs to serve in the nonprofit world, because they want their life to mean something and they want to see, this is the difference that I participated in or that I contributed to. And so just like Lauren was saying, whether you're trying to improve some health outcome or run faster, run further, you have to measure. Right? You have to measure this. And the business world gets this because if businesses do not measure improvement or provide value in a meaningful way, they go out of business, right? They shut down. And so we're seeing a lot of this pressure internally and externally with nonprofits. And we've seen this for many years where we just lost this longtime funder or this slew of longtime funders because we do not have any social or economic impact data to justify their continued gifts, continued giving. And the reality is that donors look at nonprofits the same way that investors look at companies. They're making an impact investing decision when they give to your organization. And what do they need to feel good about that decision? They need data that tells them that real change is being made. And this is not, oh, we're operating at, you know, whatever program to revenue ratio, you know, people are coming up with. That's not what they're looking at. They're looking at dollar per impact, right? Dollar per output, dollar per outcome, dollar per impact. They want to know how much of a difference is my money making when I give to the organization. That's what they want. That's exactly what people are looking for, and they need it to be communicated to them clearly and in a meaningful way. And just going back to the market analysis piece, you know, nonprofits exist to go create real, meaningful change. And when we know what the map looks like, when we know what the market looks like for the problem that the organization exists to solve, it gets really easy to go raise money for it. Because big time donors, big time thinkers, big time investors, people who think I want to go make meaningful change, they're looking for very scalable, meaningful projects and leaders of those projects to invest in and invest with. That's why certain organizations that want to go do these huge, grandiose, massive, massive programs, that's why they raise so much money so quickly, is because they've articulated the size of the problem, provided a plan to solve that problem, and called funders to action so that that implementation can begin sooner rather than later, so that it can begin today. And it's a really fun exercise. It's a really important exercise. And we see lots of organizations benefit from that. But Lauren, I just love the way that you articulated, like, this is actual meaningful change, not just a couple of marketing metrics, couple of outputs, and slapping together an impact report.
And it needs to be measurable, right? And so if you're going to incorporate a section of, you know, our impact plan, our impact measurement process, if you're going to take it a step further and really get into program evaluation, having the inputs, the activities, the outputs, the outcomes, and the long-term impacts outlined in a logic model is a really great exercise to be able to visualize this on a program-by-program basis is best case. And then measurable goals, objectives, and outcomes, right? These can be achieved, but also setting future goals and objectives and outcomes to back that up. and making sure it's measurable. That's something we see all the time that may or may not be in a strategic plan. But say you have program goals, oftentimes they're really not measurable. You're not saying, a lot of times nonprofits are not clearly stating by what percent are they wanting to improve, you know, knowledge gained or behavior change. And so what are the measurable goals and objectives that align with your logic model? Having a theory of change, those are, you know, three of the kind of core components that could be incorporated into a strategic plan, that very much, you know, at the beginning of the year or at the beginning of a 2 year or 3 year chunk of time, you know, this is our logic model. This is the intended change, the goals, the intended outcomes, the intended objectives that we are going for each individual program. And then, you know, from there, you're able to build a pretty strong theory of change based on not a bunch of fluff, you know, not just a bunch of words, but, you know, this is, it's a strong theory. And if you're, you know, basing it from January 2026 out and projecting it 36 months out, then there, no one can guarantee that you're going to achieve all of those goals and all of those objectives and all of those outcomes. That's okay. Everyone knows that. Board members know that, you know, external factors occur. Absolutely. But it's still, it's part of your, it's one of the core parts of a strategic plan, right? And we just don't see many organizations. I've seen different stats, that like less than 50% of nonprofits have a theory of change. The majority of nonprofits that we've surveyed over 1,300 nonprofits. And I believe it's like upwards of 75 or 80% say they don't have a theory of change. And so that's a core piece of a strategic plan that is often missing. And just, you know, typing out a 3, 4, 5 paragraph theory of change without a logic model or measurable goals and objectives for each program is probably not going to be achieved because you don't have a clear way to track it on a monthly, quarterly, or annual basis. And so those are three things that I would highly advise incorporating into a strategic plan. But Jean-Marc, would love to hear from you how you would advise, or what maybe the top 1 to 3 things are that you would advise incorporating into a strategic plan so that it does stay, you know, impact remains the central focal point for the organization, the strategic plan, and everyone involved.
I think that was such great points on like, these are the things that we know that we need to have in order to begin measuring impact, even if it's as the early stage of just having a theory of change, logic models, measurable goals and objectives, but then knowing that we're actually going to start measuring against our goals and objectives. Like, we need to be sure, are we actually hitting these goals? Not just we increase fundraising by 25%, right? We're talking about programmatic goals and objectives that we are trying to create XYZ outcome for the people or cause that we are serving. Mm-hmm. The next thing that's really important for people to include is an impact aligned budget. People need to understand creating impact is not easy, right? Nonprofit work is not easy and it's not cheap, right? You don't create real meaningful change, you know, on the cheap, right? That's not expected. But being sure that if we do have these goals and objectives, we can then ask ourselves, what's it going to cost to be able to do this? And what do we project those costs to be as we grow, as we start to achieve these goals? What needs to be true from a finance standpoint to be able to accomplish this? What needs to be true from a fundraising standpoint for this to be true? And so really getting into the expense planning and the budgeting, but again, keeping impact at the center. So often that's thrown under the rug. It's like, oh yeah, we have programs and this is what we're doing with them. Instead of, this is the change that we're trying to create and this is what we think it's going to cost. Here's how we know we're tracking it. That just brings everything right back to reality of, this is not just a theory of change. This is not just some pie in the sky plan with some goals and objectives. There are dollars and cents and personnel that need to be recruited, trained, and deployed in order to make this happen. There might be software that we need to purchase in order to make this happen. But we need to be able to say, this software cost that we're taking on in Q1 is going to allow us to scale out our impact across the remainder of the year going into next year, which will ultimately lower costs by whatever percent, XYZ, whatever, or allow us to capture data more effectively. Okay. It's just so important because it's, again, everything boils down to the number one reason for giving, the number one reason your nonprofit exists is to create meaningful impact. And people want to know, what does it cost? What does it cost to do that? If you're trying to spin up new, you know, clinics, if you're trying to go serve more of a specific demographic, if you're trying to help individuals with disability and you're trying to do all these different programs, what does it cost? Right? What does it cost to do that? And what difference does it make? And you think about organizations that do this really, really well. It is on their fundraising page. They put it front and center. It only costs $4,500 a year to provide XYZ service for this people group. It only costs $15 a month to provide ABC and to create these outcomes for the people that we serve. You can reduce malaria in this region by giving today by this much. And just makes it so clear so that I know, oh, wow, this is only a $500 expense or gift investment. This is only $40 a month. Wow, $50,000 to start a new clinic? That's amazing. How did, and they're going to be able to do what with it? That's incredible. And so keeping, this is a transparency conversation, but it's an impact investing conversation. And what do all investors want to know? What's it going to cost? Right? What's it going to cost and what difference is it going to make? And this is where the finance piece is really, really critical in keeping that there. But I love that. I love this part of the conversation. I could probably talk too long on this part of the conversation.
Yeah, no, those are really good points. And I think something that we hear sometimes is, you know, people push back and they're like, well, funders or donors shouldn't just care about how much it costs. It shouldn't be about the money. And I think sometimes it is and sometimes it's not. There are lots and lots of generous institutions, generous individuals, whether that's foundations, major donors. And so it might not be more about the cost, but it's more about the impact, the change, the transformation, right? The social return on investment. But again, if having that outlined, having dollar per output, dollar per outcome, a lot of these impact metrics and being able to measure your impact is a big part of the conversation because a lot of donors have given tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to various programs, various initiatives, various organizations. And too many funders have experiences where that money never, the thing that they were told it was going to go to never came to fruition. They might have given $100,000 to a building project and that building was supposed to be built 5 years ago, and they still haven't even broken ground. And so we hear those stories from the funder side too often. And that's where a lot of this is coming from, is people want to be good stewards of their time. They want to be good stewards of their money. And so it's not strictly compliance. You know, funders aren't, and other stakeholders aren't, just requesting impact measurement and reports to be hard on nonprofits. They want to be good stewards. They want to make sure their funds or their time or other resources are going to an initiative that really moves the needle, that really is already and will continue to create transformation in the future. And I think we can all understand that and empathize with that as donors, as volunteers, as board members. John Mark, you and I have been one of, or we've been all of those things at one point in time to different organizations. We've been a nonprofit employee. We've been volunteers. We've been donors. We've been board members. And so, you know, we absolutely want to see both sides of the equation and help nonprofits do everything they can to make more of an impact. But, you know, don't just let it be assumed or fall flat, but actually measure it and communicate it effectively. And I think what we're saying here today is this process starts with a strategic plan, right? It should absolutely be a part of what every organization is trying to do on an annual basis from a planning standpoint. And if it's not there in that part of the documentation, the odds of it happening throughout the remainder of the year and actually being implemented and applied are very, very low.
Wholeheartedly agree. wholeheartedly agree. It's been a really fun conversation. Obviously, this is something that we enjoy doing with the clients that we work with. We enjoy seeing nonprofits accelerate their funding so they can really just scale their impact. That's what we love. For everyone who's listening, if you're interested in keeping impact at the center of your strategic plan, or you need to rework your strategic plan, I strongly recommend that you go to socialimpactsolutions.com and then schedule a call with someone on our team to find out what it would look like to do that for your organization. But if you're also find yourself like, we don't really know what to focus on first, where we are right now in 2025 and 2026, you know, have already proven themselves to be a little unsettling for a lot of nonprofit leaders, to put it mildly. We actually have another resource I think you would enjoy as well, and it's called our fundraising quiz. I want you to go to fundraisingquiz.org to take this free assessment, and it's going to rate you from a marketing, fundraising, impact measurement perspective, even a technology and organizational clarity perspective. And you're going to find out what you're doing well, where you have room for growth, and it also provides a lot of free tips. You get access to some free courses as well that go along with that. And again, that is fundraisingquiz.org. But if you are interested in taking your organization to the next level with regard to fundraising and impact measurement, I do recommend going to socialimpactsolutions.com and just go ahead and schedule in time with someone on our team to make those changes a reality for you. But Lauren, really fun conversation. Loved having this one, this conversation with you. And it was a fun webinar that we were able to do, and looking forward to doing more in the future.
I agree. Thanks so much.